This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An aid ship loaded with some 200 tons of food is finally en route for Gaza Tuesday. The ship, a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor to the territory where Israeli-Hamas war has driven hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation. The food was gathered by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship departed from the Mediterranean island of Cyprus Tuesday and is expected to arrive in Gaza in 2 to 3 days. The United States, as part of a coalition with the European Union, the United Arab Emirates, and other regional partners, has separately announced plans to construct a sea bridge near Gaza in order to deliver the aid, but it will be likely not ready for several weeks before it's ready for operation. Speaking in Brussels to a European Union summit, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the coalition is not waiting for that bridge to be completed to take action.
Till this is ready, we work with smaller ships. The United Arab Emirates and other partners will co-finance the cargo. Cyprus will manage the departure at the port of Larnaca. And we, the European Union, will step up our logistics support on the ground.
World Central Kitchen, meanwhile, is building a temporary jetty in Gaza to receive the aid ship already on its way. Hospital officials, meanwhile, report at least 11 people, including 4 women and 5 children, were killed early Tuesday by an Israeli bombardment of Gaza's central city of Deir al-Balah. The dead, all from the same family, were killed when their home east of Deir al-Balah was struck by Israeli artillery fire. Their bodies were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, where funeral services for them were held, according to an Associated Press cameraman who was at the scene. Residents reported heavy Israeli bombardments on the eastern parts of the city early Tuesday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced earlier, late Monday, he will resign following the creation of a transitional presidential council. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Bowing to international pressure that seeks to save the country overwhelmed by violent gangs. Speaking on Monday in Jamaica, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged U.S. help.
We support the plan to create a broad-based, inclusive, independent presidential college that would, in particular, first take concrete steps to meet the immediate needs of the Haitian people.
Blinken announced an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Haiti. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military said about 100 projectiles were launched from Lebanon into Israel Tuesday, a day after Palestinians in Gaza began fasting for the holy month of Ramadan. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The launches were some of the heaviest fire emanating from Israel's northern neighbors since the start of the war in Gaza. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage following the strikes, which appear to be in response to Israeli airstrikes deep inside Lebanon Monday. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt had hoped to broker a ceasefire ahead of the normally joyous month of dawn-to-dusk fasting that would include the release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners and the entry of much more humanitarian aid. But the ceasefire talks stalled last week. Hunger is worsening across Gaza, and pressure is rising on Israel over the growing humanitarian crisis. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Regional officials are investigating what caused a strong shake before a sudden plunge on a plane traveling between Australia and New Zealand. A passenger has described a wild ride with people hitting the plane ceiling. At least 50 people were injured Monday on the Chilean plane traveling from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand. Passenger Brian Jokat told New Zealand's TVNZ television Tuesday the plane dropped unlike anything he'd ever experienced on any kind of minor turbulence.
A massive jolt happened, and I was awakened, and I looked up to see the gentleman that was sitting next to me on the roof of the plane. I'm looking at him fully outstretched with his back on the roof of the plane, and then he came crashing down to the floor.
The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner later landed in Auckland Airport as scheduled and was due to continue on to Santiago, Chile. In an interview, Brian Jokat said that he saw the person bounce off the ceiling after the powerful jolt. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.